Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for the representative nearest you.
It's 8:50 on Morning Edition and time for our first look at the commodity markets for the day with our pre-opening report. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Cash hog prices today across the Midwest are called from $1 to $2 per hundredweight lower on ample supplies and continued uncertainty spilling over from Tuesday's disputed slaughter after plants owned by Swift and Company were raided by federal officials. Terminals are called mostly lower today with tops from $37.50 to $38.50. Peoria called $38.50 today, and that is $1 lower for the trend. And the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, December 12th, negotiated swine purchases were 15,168. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $50 to $62.66, the weighted average $59.27, a loss of $1.61 from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $43.49 to $49.75, and the weighted average $46.86. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $10,830. The base price range was $50 to $64, the weighted average $58.05, a loss of $2.56 from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $39.11 to $48.47, and the weighted average $44.89.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. Well, we're going to start out today in South Africa, where there is a drought that has become severe in the western and in some northern portions of the nation. Once again, the western two-thirds of Free State and much of Northwest are in the worst shape, with no precipitation falling in the area yesterday. Temperatures quite warm. The outlook remains hot and dry for the next several days. In the majority of South Africa's crop area, some showers will develop next week, but they favor the eastern and southern portions of the nation's summer crop area once again. That area is in favorable moisture condition already, and very little, if any, relief will come to the dryness for western and northern sections of South Africa. A storm system starting to develop, at least on the computer models, for the second week of a two-week forecast might bring some greater rain to the nation, but right now it's hard to jump on that bandwagon as the computer model has not had that one in for the last couple rounds. And when you get into drought situations, you often run what is called a negative feedback cycle, where the precipitation will come into a dry area but then erode as it moves in. So South Africa's summer crop area not looking too good. Dryness in southern Brazil is too small of an area to really do much for the markets. Wet weather in northeast Brazil might be a little more of a concern, but again, it will will influence a very restricted area. Argentinians crop weather just about ideal, and it does look like Australia's areas need a significant rain, but only random showers will occur there. As far as Brazil in a little more detail, rain did fall throughout northern Brazil yesterday with 1 to 2 inch totals in a few locations in southeastern Mato Grosso and in central Minas Gerais, while a few hundredths to two-thirds of an inch fell in other areas. High temperatures were in the upper 70s and lower 80s in the wettest areas. In contrast, highs were in the upper 80s and lower 90s across most of western Brazil, with extremes in the upper 90s in the Rio Grande do Sul area and in central Mato Grosso do Sul. Too much rain has been falling recently in central and northern Brazil. Persistent cloudiness, cool temperatures, rain likely to induce some yellowing of the crops across the region from Minas Gerais into the southern Bahia region. High-pressure ridge will develop over western Brazil, Paraguay, and easternmost Argentina late this week and during the weekend. Temperatures quite hot in drier areas of southern Brazil and neighboring areas to the west, accelerating drying in those areas. However, the ridge breaks down next week in a more frequent succession of rain systems. We'll be moving through the dry region, offering sufficient relief and continued good long-term crop development potential. Again, Argentina is looking very good. Rain expected to fall frequently over the next 10 days. Most of the precipitation, light to moderate in intensity, and will alternate with periods of dry and warm weather to provide nearly perfect environment for crop development. Precipitation might slow late-season planting of coarse grains and oilseeds, but no serious threat would likely come to production. Winter wheat is the only crop that might be adversely impacted by the periodic rain, but it doesn't look like it will be a very big deal. And wheat has been harvested on almost half of the nation's acreage, and Buenos Aires likely has the most of the remaining crop. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
AM 580 Agriculture can deliver all of our ag programming, including this pre-opening market report, daily, direct to your computer, so you'll never miss a broadcast. Listen at your convenience. We've posted on our website the easy steps to receiving AM 580 Ag podcasts. Head on over to WILLAG.org for details and put the AM 580 Agricultural Advantage to work for you.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 504.5 up a quarter, last trade down 1.75. May, 510 down 1.5, last trade down 1. March wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 482.5, up a half last trade on change. May, 491 unchanged, last trade down a half. July, 478.75, unchanged, last trade down a half. December corn opened at 359 unchanged, last trade down 3.75. March, 372 down 3/4, last trade down 2.75. May, 379 down 3/4, last trade down 3. July, 384 down 3/4, last trade down 1.5. Red line December, 354 down 3/4, last trade down 1.5. March 2008, 360 down a half, last trade down a half. January beans open at 662 down 1, last trade down 3.25. March, 677 down 1.5, last trade down 4.25. July, 699.75, down a half, last trade down 3.25. Redline novies, 717.5, down a half, last trade down 3.75. January soybean meal, 189.60 down 30, last trade down 90. January soybean oil, 28.65 down 4, last trade down 13. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities. He is located in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Clayton.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Well, in recent trading sessions, both in beans and corn, Clayton, overhead resistance has found its place essentially at the 20-day moving average. You looking for that trend to continue today?
I would think so. I've been looking in particular, I guess, at the 9-day average in the corn market, which was just such incredible support all the way up here. I mean, the market literally could not close below that thing for about 10 weeks. And now that we've, a week ago last Monday, it gapped below it, now we're not able to penetrate it on the upside. So I think that's kind of a significant area. And I think that more liquidation is very likely here by the funds here in the next few weeks just because of this technical action. I don't think the calendar has as much to do with it as a lot of the chatter is saying because I don't think the funds have that kind of discretion. But I think the weak technical action, I think, will prompt some liquidation.
And so downward objectives would be?
I think that I wouldn't be surprised to see this stuff back off to the point that, we challenged the 50-day moving average in both the corn and beans, which isn't really that big a statement anymore because it's on such a ramp up. I mean, its slope is real sharp, but right now it would be about, 24 cents below the yesterday's close in the March corn.
348.5.
Yeah, exactly. Of course, like I said, that's rising, but I wouldn't be surprised at all to see March corn testing that 350 area before too long, which 2 or 3 weeks down the road would actually be below the 50-day average. But you look at the wheat market, has been below its 50-day for about a week now. It's now, almost 80 cents off its high. So I don't know. I personally think it's a matter of time before corn gets down to those levels, and I think beans, Jan beans, It's 50 day would be 635, which is 30 cents below yesterday's close. I think 620 area, I think, which would be about 40 cents below where we are. I think that would be very achievable.
In fact, if you look at March wheat, Clayton, on a closing basis, it broke below the November low, 485. 447 an objective?
447, ooh, that's considering the drop we've already had from the highs, I don't see that in the near future just because, frankly, I think the corn and beans could catch up with the wheat weakness a little bit, and you'd see the decline in wheat slow down somewhat, partly because of the technicals, but largely because, I mean, this whole acreage thing continues to be a huge question. And even though we know that world acres seem to be more easily picked up for wheat than the other markets, nevertheless, I think, you know, the different inter-commodity price relationships might kind of tend to have wheat slow its descent here or stabilize, particularly relative to corn and beans.
All right, then. Very quickly, calls for today.
I'd say they're saying something like, well, just in line with last night, about one or two lower corn, beans probably something like three lower, wheat about a penny lower.
Thank you very much, Clayton.
Okay, Dave. Thank you.
Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities. He joins us every Wednesday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.